This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, August 26, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline from the USA Today, you can't nuke a hurricane to stop it, as Trump reportedly suggested. Here's why. Can humans stop a hurricane with a nuclear bomb? It's a question that President Donald Trump reportedly asked of top national security officials, and one that weather experts have long had to strike down. The short answer is no. Hurricanes produce so much more energy than a single bomb. That's from a University of Florida Department of Geography professor. The scale is a huge mismatch. Axios reported Sunday, citing unnamed sources, that Trump asked top Homeland Security officials whether the United States could bomb a hurricane to stop it from hitting the country. In a tweet on Monday, Trump denied the ridiculous report and called it more fake news. Axios reported the administration never acted on the idea. The president would not be the first, however, to float the idea of using explosives to possibly nuclear ones to halt the formation of a hurricane or change its course. A blog post on the NOAA website by Chris Lancey of the National Hurricane Center, which Axios cited, debunks the idea and concludes, needless to say, this is not a good idea. Trade winds would carry nuclear radiation to coastlines, which could devastate those environments. But the central flaw of the idea is that a nuclear bomb or a conventional weapon simply wouldn't create enough energy to alter a hurricane's path. A fully developed hurricane releases 50 trillion to 200 trillion watts of heat energy. According to the blog post, that's equal to a 10 megaton nuclear bomb exploding every 20 minutes. Now, most of the hurricane's energy comes from the formation of clouds and rain compared to the energy of the winds, with a ratio of about 400 to 1. Given that and the sheer size of most storms, it would take upwards of thousands of explosives to alter a storm's wind speed. All right, so here's why using a nuclear weapon to stop a hurricane won't work. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. I don't know where my disappointment lies heavier in this whole story. The fact that USA Today felt the need to go in and actually fact check this, which it's long been known that this is complete and utter nonsense, or that there are enough people that think that, hey, maybe that's a good idea, that it was necessary for USA Today to go ahead and put this out there. It's stunning. It really is stunning, the complete and utter lack of knowledge of the general populace, and if the reports are true, of the President of the United States. Is this true? Is it actually true? If it's not, then is Axios making it up? The answer to that's probably not, because we've had stories like this coming out of this White House for quite some time, and ultimately we find out where they come from. So the answer is they're coming from inside the White House. So if he didn't do this, then why are people in his own administration putting out this information that makes him sound like, to put it bluntly, a moron? We're in a really weird space, because when I first saw the story about President Trump asking if we could use nuclear weapons to stop a hurricane, my first reaction wasn't, well, that's ridiculous. A president of the United States wouldn't say that. My first reaction was, I really want to believe that that's not something that he brought up. I want to believe that. But I've heard too many things come out of his mouth on camera, live, on TV, not edited and played later, live, to just go, oh, well, that couldn't be. That couldn't be. If the first George Bush, President Bush 41, would have reportedly said something like this, everybody would have said, absolutely not. That's ridiculous. Same for Clinton. Probably even the same for Bush 43, and definitely for Obama. But the fact that we can't just dismiss nonsense like this out of hand is really what's troubling, almost as much as the idea that the president of the United States was thinking about nuking a hurricane. I mean, sure, he had the best of intentions, but so did Lenin of Mice and Men. And look how that ended up. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy, satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door?